You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Neil Winblatt, and he is a licensed marriage family therapist out of the Pleasanton, California area. And Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. I thought it'd be a good place to start if you just kind of told us a little bit about your business and what services you provide.
Yes, I'm a licensed marriage family therapist, as you said, in private practice here in Pleasanton. And I work with teens through adults and couples and families. And I specialize in relationship issues and trauma issues. And trauma can have sort of two aspects of it. There's shock trauma.
Right. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's those big traumas that really leave us a bit shattered afterwards.
Right.
And then there's developmental trauma, which are all the little tiny things that add up, kind of the death by a thousand cuts kind of thing as we're growing up.
I mean, so could that be maybe something like a death in the family?
It could be. That would usually fall more under the shock trauma, but if the family's particular way of dealing with something is to ignore an issue, and we do this over and over again, that might leave me with some inability to relate to people in a way that, you know, is more appropriate. And so that would fall under the developmental trauma area.
Now, about how long have you been in business doing this type of work?
About 25 years, I believe, now.
Oh, boy. That's like my age,
yeah.
Basically.
I'm an old guy.
Now, your clients, what's the demographic of your clients? I mean, do you deal more on the, do you deal with children, middle-aged adults, the elderly?
I don't deal with children very often, almost never. But I do deal with any age of teen through adults and even elderly. Usually it's around 35 to 55 is the most common.
And I'm curious as to what is it about the human psyche that just caught your interest? Why did you decide to go ahead and do this work?
Well, I also have a background in engineering. I did that for many years. And what the two have in common for me is I love troubleshooting complex systems.
Right.
So
and there's no more complex system than the human brain.
That's what I said. I love the complexity and figuring out how things work.
And what do you see from your company's standpoint? What do you see most frequent? Is it depression, anxiety? What do you most deal with?
I do see a lot of depression and a lot of anxiety, but those are really symptoms of lack of connection, which is the big trauma that most people are dealing with. Our society these days is not set up to foster a lot of connecting in a deep and intimate way with each other anymore.
Right.
And that leaves a lot of symptoms in people who just don't feel comfortable with that. And addiction is one of the big ways of trying to cope with that.
Do you think people are even aware that maybe their depression and anxieties are only a symptom to a bigger issue?
Most people are not. The pharmaceutical industry has convinced people that depression is some kind of chemical imbalance in the brain. But I've been working with it a long time, and I've found that it really is functional, that it's a result of feeling hopeless and helpless in the situation they're in, of not feeling enough connection.
And I mean, in 25 years of business, do you have an idea of maybe how many people you've helped?
Oh, I couldn't even guess. It's in the thousands.
Oh, my God. The thousands. That's insane.
Yeah. And then I also help to teach younger therapists. So it has a multiplier effect there as they go out and help thousands as well.
So you're not only helping your clients, but you're also giving back to the mental health community and helping other therapists try and kind of get their feet wet?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, when it comes to, you know, your clients and stuff, I'm curious as to what issue do you like best to troubleshoot? What's your forte?
relationship issues are really my forte. And so I'm looking at what gets in the way of having those deep, intimate connections that we so yearn for. You know, one of my teachers put it best. He said, connection, man's deepest desire and greatest fear.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
I found that to be kind of the underlying theme whenever there's a lot of suffering and pain going on in people's lives these days.
Now, when it comes to relationships, marriages, what do you think is the biggest issue going on in those situations? I mean, are we talking about depression and anxiety, the same things? Or, I mean, when you talk in relationships, is the difficulties between both partners, is there like a, what's the most common issue that you see?
It's kind of the fear of connecting from who we are. You know, as children, when our parents didn't respond to us in the way that we wanted them to, we built a facade and gave them what they wanted to see. So if they wanted a smart little boy, I became a smart little boy. If they wanted a well-behaved little boy, I became a well-behaved little boy. That sort of thing. And we carry that through to adulthood, living behind these masks. And so we feel really lonely behind the mask. And that's the root of most suffering I've found.
I mean, and is there help out there? I mean, if there's a couple right now or a married couple going through something, I mean, can therapy actually help resolve most of these issues?
Oh, totally. I've seen it happen so many times over and over again. You find a therapist that you really feel comfortable with and safe with, and just allow yourself to explore behind the mask the things that haven't been said and that need to be said, and the things that you yearn for that you've been afraid of rejection, afraid to ask for. All those can come out in therapy, and we can make it so much less frightening for people.
Now, Neil, we got to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to throw the floor over to you for the last minute, just so you can kind of give us a little information about yourself. Where can people find you? Do you have a website, a Facebook page?
I do have a website. It's www.nwinblad.com. My first name, first initial, N for Neil, and Winblad, W-I-N. B-L-A-D.
And you also do Skype and phone sessions if somebody's living out of state or they're not able to make it into Pleasanton, California, right?
I do a lot of Skype sessions.
Awesome. Well, Neil Winblatt, thank you so much for joining us and giving us a little insight into your professional world.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.